The House Committee on Health Care has endorsed a plan to pay for $69 million in new health reforms. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, proposals for a payroll tax and soda tax still face stiff criticism from a broad cross-section of lawmakers and special interests.
Hinesburg Representative Bill Lippert has spent the last 9 weeks searching for a solution to his committee's revenue dilemma. When he arrived for work in Montpelier on Wednesday, he hadn't yet found it.
And I can honestly tell you that when I came to the State House this morning, I did not have this particular package in mind.
But by Wednesday afternoon, after numerous consultations both inside and outside of his committee room, Lippert put something on the table. Not only does he want the committee to support a version of the payroll tax put forward by Governor Peter Shumlin, he also thinks lawmakers should create a 2 cent per ounce tax on sugar-sweetened beverages.
It seemed to me that we had the opportunity to have a piece of both revenue sources to undergird the priorities of this committee.
Notably, the plan raises enough money to scrap another revenue stream, known as the employer assessment, that now collects about $17 million annually from businesses that don't provide health benefits to their workers. A straw vote ensued, and Lippert's plan, which will get a formal vote on Thursday, looks poised to pass by an 8-3 party line vote. Committee members hope the elimination of the employer assessment might soften opposition to the 0.3% payroll tax and the soda taxes, but this controversial revenue plan might not have much of a shelf life. The package will head next to the House Committee on Ways and Means, where right now at least, the tax on sugary beverages doesn't have the 6 votes it needs to pass through that committee. Warren Representative Adam Gresham, an independent, says imposing a $30 million a year excise tax on sugary beverages will crush small retail business, especially in border towns.
And to link that then with the payroll tax and to use the hook of eliminating an employer assessment, I think is trying to get the camel's nose snuck tightly under the tent while they can.
The House Health Committee's plan will also likely alienate some of the few business interests that had expressed a willingness to go along with the payroll tax. Dan Barlow is public policy manager at Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility. He says that in the current system, businesses that provide quality health benefits are effectively subsidizing businesses that do not. Barlow says the employer assessment, which collects fees only from companies that don't offer employee insurance, is one of the only policies that exists to rectify that imbalance.
The assessment, which has been around for almost 10 years, is a small step towards bridging that gap, and eliminating that is really taking a step backwards in healthcare reform from VBSR's perspective.
The House Health Committee plan would fund a number of high-dollar reform initiatives, including the governor's plan to boost the amount of money that doctors are paid to treat Medicaid patients. The plan would also spend $8 million annually to increase state subsidies to lower-income Vermonters now purchasing health insurance at Vermont Health Connect. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.